Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live on this August 2nd, Sunday edition, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. I'm going to give you that toll-free number right now to talk about any issue or news item you wish to discuss. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, and we'll get you up and on the air. You can discuss the martial law preparations that are being made, the national and international push to forcibly inoculate the population with a flu vaccine, which they admit will not help anyone. Even if you believe vaccines work, it won't even match what the virus is already mutated into. 5 different mutations in the last month, just in Texas alone, I was reading the CDC, and the virus is one of the weakest flu viruses ever seen. A weak flu kills tens of thousands a year. This is a pathetic flu, killing hundreds in the United States, people with compromised immune systems. But we'll discuss that because even though we know it's a hoax, the buildup is real. The takeover is real. So that is coming up. We're also simulcasting the syndicated radio show today on the web at prisonplanet.tv. And then Jason Burmis, the day when I go off air, will be live for 3 hours on the radio. And the audio streams at Infowars.com and prisonplanet.com and prisonplanet.tv as well. Here is the incredibly important stack, just one of the stacks I have. Bombshell, Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11. This was carried by the Mike Malloy radio show. Mike's one of the better liberals on what's left of Talk Radio Network Air America, and he's also on XM on major stations in New York and Los Angeles. And he had Sybil Edmonds on. We got to get her back on. Had her on a few times. Every time we've had her on, she's been under a federal gag order. Looks like she's starting to break that federal gag order or testing what Obama will do. Will he clap her in irons? She was a translator, a person dialing in to classified transmissions at the National Security Agency. And she told us years ago here that, and she also told the 9/11 Commission in secret testimony, that she heard the CIA working with narcotics traffickers, weapons traffickers, and child sex slave traffickers, that they were working with Al-Qaeda, but then she was gagged and couldn't speak anymore, said she knew a lot more. Well, specifically, she's saying that up until 9/11, CIA commanding Osama bin Laden. Now, we already knew this, but this is from an inside eyewitness, so I want to go over some of the backstory on this and break down her latest revelations coming up. And I want Mike Malloy and Sybil Edmonds back on. Word to producers. So that's coming up. Obama's ratings fall back to earth. He's gone from 84 to below 50 and plunging quickly, a percentage point per week or more. We've never seen a plunge this fast. Looks like he'll probably stage some terror attacks. Another headline, the Barack backlash, how Obama's presidency has gone from deity to doubtful. Also, 27,000-pound swine flu bonus for general practitioners in England. If they agree to give people the deadly flu shot, they get 27,000 pounds, or roughly $50,000, to carry out the hits. Hey, they could just become murderers, hit men, and get 10, 20,000 pounds, or $40,000 per hit. Go out and just murder people. I mean, why not get extra money? Glenn Beck's actually done some good work, and I've noticed people are attacking him, but I went to the website and checked it yesterday, and it's true. The government says they take over your computer when you go to the website to look at Cash for Clunkers program. So I'm not in the business of defending Glenn Beck, but facts aren't facts. So that is coming up after this quick break as well. Big show lined up today, 888-201-2244, and we are simulcasting at Prison Planet. MikeMalloy.tv. Stay with us.
Hello, friends.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have the weekday syndicated transmission. Then I come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., blasting out on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates, simulcasting on the web at Infowars.com and the podcast at Infowars.com. And let's not forget that XM picks up some of the show and re-airs at different times. You can check that on the XM schedule. And, of course, we're simulcast on Global Shortwave, WWCR. Thank you for joining us. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that are watching us live right now, PrisonPlanet.tv, coming up, I'm going to put on screen, for those of you living in denial, Army National Guard advertises for internment specialist inside the United States for federal prison camps and for relocation of citizens and for quartering the citizens in a corrections-type environment. And not just civilian inmate labor camps. We have that linked in the article, but we also, the first link in the story is correction officers and internment resettlement specialist. That is the first link in our article. We also have a link to the civilian inmate labor camp program. This is the giant archipelago of FEMA camps, concentration camps built in the United States, and that's all going to be sold to the American people. So we'll be going over that report today, and we'll go directly to the federal government advertising for internment resettlement specialists. In fact, there you at the National Guard website. You can go there and learn all about putting the American people in concentration camps. And, of course, the globalists always do this with amazing skill. They have the phony right wing come out and attack Barack Obama for saying he's going to shut down Guantanamo Bay in an executive order. But if you read the executive order, it actually states they'll look at shutting it down, but opening new camps in the United States for foreigners and U.S. citizens without their rights. And there are already two supermax prisons holding animal rights activists, militia people, others considered terrorists without due process and under the Patriot Act, they're being held. And now Obama is announcing a giant complex of these all over the United States run by the Army. So that is coming up today. Also, we will go over this big bombshell. Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11. Former FBI translator translating NSA intercepts. Sybil Edmonds dropped a bombshell on Mike Malloy radio show. In the interview, Sybil Edmonds says that the U.S. maintained intimate relations with bin Laden and the Taliban all the way up until the day of September 11th. Now, they actually have them after, and this was all staged, but this is a big, big bombshell. And she told the 9/11 commission this, and their answer was to put an FBI gag on her and then start threatening to set her up and arrest her for other reasons. Then an Army colonel and others inside the Pentagon came out and said this was all true, and then the FBI was sicked on them, and they would get arrested for things like a $68 phone bill on their Army cell phone with calls to their wife that supposedly is authorized, but saying they'd stolen from the Pentagon $68. I mean, this is how you get white gloved. That's why I've said I could be set up any time. I don't commit any crimes other than speeding occasionally, and I've even been stopping that. But it doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter. They can put you in. I mean, I've been researching the FBI lately. They put the governor of Alabama in prison because Karl Rove ordered them to. And it came out that they had witnesses lie on the stand. He did nothing wrong. All the witnesses have admitted it. High-level Republican lobbyists have come out now from the White House meetings with Karl Rove. And he had a consulting firm in Alabama. He lives there most of the year. He has a seaside home. And Karl Rove just said, I want this other guy to win. Start indictments against him. And they just completely, it's all admitted now. It's all been released, the White House documents, and no one gets in trouble. I mean, these people are just completely and totally criminal. And I'm already going off down a side issue here with Sybil Evans, but she has a lot of courage to be coming out and talking about this. But I guess, if they're going to stage 9/11 attacks, why not put governors in prison you don't like? I mean, why not engage in any level of tyranny? So definitely pray for me, folks, because I've been getting a lot of threats and a lot of heat and a lot of things have been happening. And they'll wrongfully arrest governors and put them in prison and then openly laugh about it. I mean, it's just totally criminal. But so many other governors and U.S. attorney generals and U.S. attorneys and others have gone public, and now the eyewitnesses have gone public. They had to let him out of prison. But he still spent 2 years in prison. He was going to be there for decades. But so I guess the good news is they had to release him. But, I mean, if they'll frame governors and then they don't even get in trouble, this country's gone. And that's why they do this, is so they can steal the $23.7 trillion that they've stolen so far in 10 months from the U.S. Treasury. We have an armed gang of criminals running both parties at the top, and Obama is continuing all these operations. So that's some of the other news. Obama considers military civilian prison system for suspected terrorists, including U.S. citizens, according to the Associated Press. Also on the swine flu, government swine flu czar to become ABC medical reporter. U.S. food bill, H.R. 2749, passes House on second try. And this bill basically bans gardens, farming. Will totally shut down family farms and ranches with regulations and control that the big agribusiness doesn't have to follow. Of course, they lobbied for it. That's why that's happened. So we'll be going over some of that as well today. And also dealing with the flu, they're going to pay U.S. doctors an unspecified amount of money to participate in giving the experimental, most doctors refuse, deadly dangerous flu vaccine. But the British newspapers are reporting today that they're going to get £27,000. £27,000, or the equivalent of $50,000+ in U.S. money, to carry out the inoculations, including forced inoculations, of the British people. So how do they get them to carry out these criminal activities? They just pay them bribe money. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some of your calls first, do things a little bit different today, so you can chime in and comment on all the different things that are happening. And then I'm going to get into the swine flu and how that dovetails in with military to work with FEMA during swine flu pandemic. Fox News and CNN both reporting that Homeland Security has told them the Army will lock down entire cities, cordon and quarantine entire populations, and forcibly inoculate door-to-door entire populations. Now, remember, back in January, before the flu even broke out in April, I was giving you the secret government documents and preparations for mass graves and Army lockdowns of cities. And so I said, get ready for them to hype this up. And they did that in April. I'm not saying the flu is a real danger or that we'll have a real pandemic. They already have us under a level 6 global pandemic right now, with less than 2,000 dead worldwide, less than 200 dead in the United States, most people with serious medical complications. The issue is, why are they building all this up? And I think the answer is because they knew, as Joe Biden said in that speech, that the approval rating was very, very low, would be very, very low for Obama once people realized he was a liar 6 to 10 months into his campaign, into office. And now his approval rating has dropped like a stone. They're not going to be able to get through all their police state activities and launch their new wars. He's continuing the entire Bush agenda, because that agenda is the New World Order's agenda. So they need a crisis, a political crisis, as a pretext to shut down and clamp down on our society. And this flu fear-mongering certainly is. Now, this may be another beta test coming up in the fall and winter for one in the future. We'll talk about it.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There is a lot going on coming up. FBI translator translating NSA intercepts. Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11. And we've now confirmed, even CNN's reported, there is a special unit created by Bush, continued by Obama, just to spy on NSA and FBI translators who picked up all the 9/11 info. Some of them have been killed, I should add. They died mysteriously. Who heard how they ran the attacks. And you can suck your thumb out there and decide not to believe these translators, who, by the way, told Congress this 7 years ago and were gagged. Why would these government translators come out and say this, like Sybil Edmonds and others? Well, I want to go over the facts, what Special Forces said, the airlift of evil, how the U.S. government flew 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda out to safety. The whole Afghan war was staged. It's staged now. That's coming up. I'm going to break that down. What's really happening with the flu? The National Guard admittedly setting up FEMA camps all over the United States. It is all coming up today. Barack Obama's ratings falling the farthest of any president ever this far into their campaign. This is serious, serious, serious news. Because the question is, what are they going to try to pull? They need him as their front man to get their agenda through. The socialized health care, the anti-gun bills, the open border bills, the carbon tax bill to regulate and control every facet of our lives, the hate speech bills to restrict the First Amendment. That's the only bill they've gotten through the House and Senate, but it's in conference now. Their whole agenda, everything they've been trying for 50 years, the big foreign corporations have been trying for 50 years to get through so they can fully dominate this country. The whole agenda is on the verge of passing, but as he loses all his political steam, he was this big old puffed up balloon of lies. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall politically. So look out, ladies and gentlemen. He is a cornered rat, and his supporters are a bunch of Kool-Aid drinking zombies, and the big banks and corporations behind him mean business. All right, I'm going to go to Tom, Scott, Kyle, Alex, Michael, Jason, Samson, Dan, Linda, and many others. I'm now on my phone system out of my studio, so we can take hundreds of calls on the board. But we'll give each person about a minute or so with your question, comment, or point. Let's go ahead now and go to Tom in West Virginia. Tom, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Alex. You sure have a way of breaking things down real well. The stuff is overwhelming. I wanted to tell you that I've given away about 85 Obama deceptions. I don't get any feedback. I mean, what's the matter with them?
Well, most people don't talk to their neighbors. They don't talk at work. They're zombies who only watch television. And so it doesn't matter. People down the road will comment. People down the road will wake up. Look at Obama's approval rating. Look at Congress's approval rating plunging. Both parties are hated. The people are now waking up. Look at the Federal Reserve in polls. 75% want to abolish it or audit it. I mean, 75% of the public 6 months ago didn't know the Fed was private. 10% didn't know it was private 5 years ago. I mean, we are having huge victories. We're identifying the real enemy, Tom.
Yeah, and another subject, you know, let them get their shots, okay? They can have my share. I mean, who wants to even share space with these people who are, they're Kool-Aid shots. That's what they are.
Well, but that's like saying let the kids at Jim Jones compound, I appreciate your call, drink the Kool-Aid. I mean, you know, the Kool-Aid with the cyanide in it. I understand your sentiment, especially when the Kool-Aid drinkers laugh at you. I mean, they won't go search out that three flu shots doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. I mean, if you just search engine, Google, flu shot Alzheimer's, It'll be right there. They'll tell you, oh, there's no mercury in the flu, in the shots anymore. The government increased the mercury in shots 5 years ago. In fact, just right now on screen, search engine the term Washington Post mercury in flu shot. The government's admitting it. That was a headline Thursday. Again, Google sodium fluoride bone cancer. More than a doubling in bone cancer if you drink sodium fluoride, one part per million. I mean, this is a absolute fact. University studies, no debate. And we have to warn people. But it's a toxic sedative, so they put it in the water. And I now have the White House Eco-Science. This is the White House Science Czar's own book, textbook, government policy book on how to drug the water, and they're doing it. I mean, we even have them admitting it. I have the, I mean, just read it for yourself. It's all free online at Infowars.com. Flu vaccine panel creates priority list. Yeah, that's the headline. And in it, it's got that it has mercury in it. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Scott in Illinois. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I actually had a couple of points. The first is World Net Daily just came out with Obama's real birth certificate, at least what I think is his real one.
Yeah, I meant to get to that. That's, in fact, let me hold that up on screen. I meant to get to that. Well, go ahead and make your point. That was in my stack, and then I gave it to the producer to try to get. This is Alan Key's lawyer. She's very credible. We've looked into her. California attorney Orly Tates, who has filed a number of lawsuits demanding proof of Barack Obama's eligibility to serve as president, has released a copy of what purports to be the Kenyan certification of birth and has filed a new motion in U.S. court for its authentication. I need Kurt Nemo or Paul Watson to do a story on this with the background right now. The document lists Obama's parents as Barack Hussein Obama and Stanley Ann Obama, formerly Stanley Ann Dunham. The birth date is August 4, 61, and the hospital of birth is Coast General Hospital, Mombasa, Kenya. Folks, if this is true, see, I'm so busy reading FEMA camp articles and government textbooks how they're drugging the water. This is policy book implemented. This has been implemented. Now drugging the water. And I've got them. Oh, Sybil Edmonds, high-level FBI translator, coming out with Al-Qaeda run by the government, running the attacks. And I can't even. And then I'm an idiot. Thank God I took your call. Is this really the smoking gun?
I had another way to go at him. If he said he's a natural-born U.S. citizen, then Selective Service should have a copy of his registration, which every American male has to fill out when they get 18. I'll bet you $1 billion there is no Selective Service registration form with his name on it.
It's another great point. Listen, this whole birther thing, I stayed out of it during the campaign because I didn't know if it was real or not. But now that his approval ratings dropped by about 40%, and people now don't, because he lied about everything else, and the fact that he had this Barry Sotero name and lied about it, and that was proven. And I go on big liberal news talk stations in Denver, L.A., New York, Dallas. You know, every week I go on these stations, Miami. And I mention Barry Sotero, and they say I'm a liar. He didn't have that name. Then they search engine it and find out it's true and start freaking out. We don't know who this guy is. And this is probably very credible. Sir, thank you so much for calling and reminding me of that. That was something falling through the cracks. And so I kind of ignored this birther thing. It's not in the Obama deception. You know, we cover all the things he's lied about and who really handles him and controls him. But when we come back, I'll cover this article. We've got it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Yeah, I can't keep track of it anymore. It's just insane. I mean, I'm on the mainline Army websites admitting they're building giant FEMA camps to be run by the Army all over the country. Houston Chronicle, they're all reporting it like it's no big deal. They're reporting troops to patrol America like it's no big deal. Army Times, Denver Post. Sybil Edmonds is in mainstream news, you know, saying I'm ignoring my federal gag order. Bin Laden works for the U.S. government. We already knew that, but to have her from inside FBI intercepts through NSA, I mean, it's just so incredible they ran those attacks. I mean, I don't blame the public not wanting to believe it. The people that own and run the government, offshore banks, have taken over by fraud and staged the terror attacks of 9/11 as a pretext to crack down on the American people. And look how they've used the Patriot Act against the American people tens of thousands of times. Look at how they have turned America into a police state. Look at how they have openly admitted that Homeland Security and NORTHCOM are for gun owners and returning veterans, and that the whole anti-terror apparatus is for the people. This is really happening. This is really going on, ladies and gentlemen. And WorldNet Daily is a very credible source. They had broken so many huge stories over the years. And Alan Key's lawyer is a prominent pundit on Fox and CNN and MSNBC over the years. But we've got video clips of his lawyer up there talking about all this. And we got big reports coming out in the next 30 minutes at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll give you the whole backstory on this. Is this really the smoking gun of Obama's Kenyan birth certificate? Let's put that up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. They've got big blow-ups on the site. Certified copy of registration of birth. Coast province of Kenya. The document lists Obama's parents as Barack Hussein Obama and Stanley Ann Obama, formerly Stanley Ann Dunham. The birth date is August 4th, 1961, and the hospital of birth at Coastal General Hospital is Mombasa, Kenya. And then people say, oh, well, they wouldn't have a newspaper announcement a month later in the U.S. You know, would they think he was going to be president or something? No. If you're going to stage that your son was born in the U.S. so he could be a U.S. citizen and so he could get, I mean, if he was born out of the country, he wouldn't get it. There's only a few countries they recognize that with, what, England and Israel and a few others? So a lot of families have been caught doing that with fake announcements in the newspaper and stuff. That's standard procedure. And he'll never release the blueprint original. You know, I have the blueprint original. Looks like a watermarked, you know, photocopy, not a certificate. And in the last 5-6 years, they stopped giving people copies of the original watermark because I've got 3 children. And what you go down and do is get a certificate of live birth, and they go, each additional one is, you know, $10-$15. I forget exactly. It's like $10-$15. And I go, okay, I'll take 3 copies per child because you need that, you know, with all the different, you know, systems to get passports and things so I can get my babies out of the country if things collapse too bad. People are like, why do you have a birth certificate? It's better to be in the system and out of the system so you can have it both ways. But you can argue about that all day. The point here is that I want to say hi to my babies, by the way. I know we're listening. The document lists Obama's parents as Barack Hussein Obama and Stanley Ann Obama, formerly Daniel Ann Dunham. The birth date, August 4th, 61, at the hospital of birth of Coast General Hospital in Mozambique, Kenya. This is just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. I know I said I'd take calls, but the caller pointed out to me that I'd forgotten to go with the top story. Because, again, I'm just immersed in huge news every day. No doctor is listed, but the alleged certificate bears the signature of the deputy registrar of Coast Province. Now, Dr. Corsi and others have gone to Kenya and tried to get this. They get arrested and held in house arrest when they try to go to the hospital and try to go interview his family. And it's happened to a bunch of other reporters. I mean, you go to Kenya, you get followed around, you get beat up, you get arrested, you get disappeared. The doctor is listed, but the alleged certificate bears the signature of the deputy registrar of the Coast Province, Joshua Simon Koya. It was alleged issue as a certified copy of the original in February 64. So it's the same. It's a certificate. WorldNet Daily is able to obtain other birth certificates from Kenya for purposes of comparison, and the form of the documents appear to be identical. Yeah, that's the other issue. The so-called certificate of live birth, the certificate of the certificate that Obama uses, experts have looked at it from Honolulu, and it appears to be fake. And I've compared myself. This is really scary, folks. This is planned so they can create some constitutional crisis or riots or something. I mean, this everything about Obama is different. And he did lie about being Barry Sotero and going to Muslim madrasas. That's now all come out as documented. I mean, and I'm not saying you're bad if you're a Muslim, but don't lie about it. Last week, a counterfeit document purporting to be Obama's Kenyan birth certificate made the rounds of the Internet, but was quickly determined to be fraudulent. The new document released by TATS bears none of the obvious traits of a hoax. And see, the establishment does that. What did Karl Rove get caught doing back in Texas politics whenever he wanted to burn a political opponent? He engage in releasing fake documents ahead of real documents coming out. It's covered in the film Bush's Brain. This is a classic tactic that if you know real documents are going to come out, you muddy the water with other fake ones. And again, this whole thing could be an elaborate psyop. He could have been born in Honolulu. And then it becomes a giant distraction from all the things he has lied about, hiring nothing but lobbyists, letting lobbyists write all the laws, lying about how he wouldn't go after the Second Amendment, lying about not raising taxes on people above $250,000 a year. Just everything he said has been a lie. And he's been caught in all these lies, warrantless wiretapping. He's continuing it. He promised to punish Bush for his crimes, has blocked investigations. He promised to end the Patriot Act. He promised to end the secret arrest. He's expanded it all to indefinite secret detention. I mean, you know, that's why the Obama deception, the preeminent Obama film out there, tens of millions of views online for free on YouTube and Google. That's why we don't cover the birther issue, because it could be a honeypot, but more and more the way they act and how they won't release the original gets very, very suspicious. The motion filed by Alan Key's lawyer yesterday in U.S. District Court for the Central District of California requests the purported evidence of Obama's birth, both the alleged birth certificate and foreign records not yet obtained, be preserved from destruction, asks for permission to legally request documents from Kenya, and seeks a subpoena for deposition from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. I filed the motion with the court asking for the expedited discovery, which will allow me to start subpoenas and depositions even before Obama and the government responds. She told Rollnet Daily, I am asking the judge to give me the power to subpoena the documents from Kenyan embassy and to require a deposition from Hillary Clinton so that they will be forced to authenticate the birth certificate. I am forcing the issue where Obama will have to respond, she said, before they said you don't have anything backing up your claims. The lawyer now said, I have something. In fact, I have posted on the Internet more than Obama has. My birth certificate actually has signatures. And it goes on. The lawyer celebrated a case involved a military officer, Major Stephen Cook, whose order to deploy to Afghanistan was revoked when he challenged Obama's eligibility to hold office. That case has now been refiled in federal court in Florida, raising the specter of a class action claim among members of the military that their orders aren't valid before questions surrounding Obama's constitutional eligibility. You know what? Cole Berg, Phil Berg, the big former deputy attorney general there in Pennsylvania, who started all this, call him up. Maybe the end of the next hour or tomorrow we'll have him on. We're going to get this lawyer on as well, maybe even the day or tomorrow. And we will continue to cover this when we get back. But I want to stay with us.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got an hour and 12 minutes left in this abbreviated Sunday transmission. I know we have calls from all over the United States and the world. Kyle, Alex, Michael, Jason, Samson, Dan, Linda, Joel, Clary, and others. We will get to all of you coming up immediately after the news in the next hour. Get into the FEMA camps, the mainstream news reporting on forced inoculations. Sybil Edmonds, the FBI NSA translator, saying Bin Laden worked for U.S. right up to the day of 9/11. That was the chatter she heard. That's the federal gag order on her. It's all coming up, but everybody's calling, freaking out over this WorldNet Daily, and I like WorldNet Daily. I think they're more credible than mainstream media, and I like the lawyer they're talking to, you know, one of Alan Key's lawyers. But who knows? Because the establishment can plant fake documents to discredit a larger story. So I thought we'd get somebody who's been the most careful out there, Attorney Phil Berg, former Deputy Attorney General in the state he hails from. He's there in Philadelphia. He's the guy that started the whole birther situation. Day one, you know, 6-8 months before the election, he's been asking this question. And so he is the progenitor of all of this. So on short notice, we wanted to get him on for just 5-10 minutes to break down looking at this. We know there have been other fake birth certificates put out from Kenya. This appears to be an orchestrated campaign to discredit things. This may be real. I don't know. We've had Dr. Corsi and others detained, arrested in Kenya when they're there trying to get the hospital records. So there is a cover-up going on, which is always evidence of somebody trying to hide something, or generally is. Phil Berg, thanks for popping in, sir.
My pleasure. I really love to be on your show, Alex. Hello to all your listeners. I've received this, as many other people did today. You know, if it's for real, it's wonderful. But the thing is, it's been popped up there by Orly Tate, and she's filed it in her federal court case in California. I hope it's real. If not, I mean, we've gotten some fake ones in the past, and before we even put them out, we always check them out. there's some things on here which look questionable. Now, we sent it on to our expert. I haven't gotten back. He hasn't gotten back to me yet. But it's at the top, if you notice, it's a registration. It doesn't say birth certificate. It says it shows the father, Brock Sr.'s address in Hawaii. It shows the date of registration is 8561, with the registration entered 8961, and we're wondering why it's not the same date. Also, the signature of the registrar is R.F. Lavender, but it's signed by someone else. And then it has Republic of Kenya, but Kenya did not become independent until December 1963 and took effect in January 1964.
So it appears to be a bad fake on purpose to discredit everybody, if you're right.
Correct. And again, you know, I'm not trying to say it's a fake, but I'm trying to say is we got to really check it out here, because what's going to happen now is, like, she's filed it as a federal document, you know, in a federal court case. People are talking all over that this is the document. And if it turns out to be a fake, and it could have been put up there, as you say, by one of the, quote, non-birthers, because we're supposedly birthers, you know, it could be out there to discredit us. And that's why I believe we have to be cautious. I've been working on this now just about a year, and I'm very cautious in what I say and what I do. Again, I hope it's right. I mean, you know, I don't see eye to eye with Orly, but if she did it, God bless her. You follow me? Because, you know, I'm so happy because I'm the first guy that came out of with this back in August. I filed the first lawsuit August 21st, 2008, for your listeners, and our website is the most up-to-date. It's ObamaCrimes.com, if I can say that, O-B-A-M-A.
Absolutely. In fact, Phil, we have ObamaCrimes.com up on screen right now as we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. So, yeah, now I don't – you're always friendly. You're always, you know, magnanimous and nice. But this is an important investigation, and I do believe you're credible. And I know that you also represent a colonel who is, you know, standing up to Obama right now, demanding to see the evidence. And you are the progenitor of this, so it's important for us to know why you don't see eye to eye with Orly Tate.
I don't. That's a great point, and I don't know why. Orly came on the scene about late November 2008, and we even spoke together at a press conference at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. on December 8th, 2008. But for some reason, several months ago, And even if any of your listeners can give logic to this, it doesn't make sense. Several months ago, she said she was going to take down Phil Berg, and through that, she's been attempting to do it through one of my volunteer assistants. Now, why would you want to take down Phil Berg? Because I have, you know, and I'll talk for myself here, and you know I'm a straight shooter. I have three pending cases in federal court, one dealing with the standing issue, which we now have. That's now in the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, and we now have a hearing date scheduled tentatively for argument on October 26th. You know, they push it off, but I got to bear with it. The second case, we're doing briefs on the Hollister case, which is the retired Air Force colonel, who we found an interpleader action, and he wants to know, he's on ready recall by the president, he wants to know if he's called back to service, does he follow the order because it's valid, or can he disobey it because it's invalid because there's a phony or usurper in the office of president. Our third case, which is pressing right now, is the deal under which I had filed on, and was sealed under the False Claims Act. And the False Claims Act is now unsealed because the judge dismissed it, but we filed a motion for reconsideration under the theory of major conflict of interest by Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the United States. And on that, we're taking a position that he refuses to prosecute Obama, and there's a conflict we're stating in there. Because number one, he was on Obama's campaign committee. Number two, he was one of three individuals who helped select Biden as vice president. Number three, he's now Attorney General of the United States, which is the highest law enforcement person in the country. And he also gives advice to the president.
Well,
so
Phil,
if that's not
Phil,
conflict, I don't know what is.
Sure. Doubling back, though,
yeah.
I mean, I know you personally. I've spoken at some events over the years on other issues with you. I don't know this other lady. She seems credible. I like Alan Keyes. I mean, I like all these people. I like all these different lawyers.
Yeah, but answer that question. Why would she want to take me down? That's what I'm branching these cases.
Is that a public statement?
Oh, absolutely. It's about, and she's done it. What she's done to my paralegal is unconscionable.
No, I know. I mean, I only brought this up.
Sure.
Because this is obviously a highly charged political situation. And I can imagine there's going to be dirty tricks and infiltration, a lot of weirdness going on. And I've noticed that just since I've been having you on and others on and even looking at this, because I looked at it back during the campaign, but looking at it again because the listeners are demanding it, and I think their response in the White House is very suspicious and the media is very suspicious. Suddenly, all these big George Soros and Rockefeller-funded Think Progress and Daily Costs and all the big ones are coming after me, really lying about me and saying unbelievably slanderous things. And I've suddenly had the heat turned up in other ways. We had some nice federal boys visit here Friday. And I'm really starting to realize, I think it's the birther thing that I'm noticing they're going after anybody and everybody that dare even speak about it. Why would they care so much about something if it was ballyhoo?
Well, because I think you hit it on the head, because it's not true. Obama's position is not true. We're on to something, which I brought out first last year. Obama, to me, is 1,000, not 100, 1,000% phony. It's the biggest hoax ever against the citizens of this country in 230 years. It's outrageous that we're even talking about this, because when it first came up before he was, when he was running, the news media should have asked him the questions. They didn't, the media. I wish I could sue the national media because they didn't properly vet Obama. And I said that to a reporter last week for the New York Times.
And by the way, you're a member of the ACLU, a big Democrat.
Yes, sir.
And you've served a Democratic government. So this is just...
Lifelong Democrat.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. A lifelong Democrat.
Yeah, lifelong. Phil, I want to have you back up, if you can, tomorrow. I'd like to have my producer speak to you right now for a full 30 minutes or so. We're also going to try to get Orly Tates on and get her perspective on this. But if this is real, it's huge. If it's a hoax, they're going to try to discredit things with this information. But in closing, Phil, when I'm on big Democrat shows, Air America-type stuff, they attack me over the birther thing. When I bring up Barry Sotero, they don't even know about it, and then they're shocked to find out that he operated and registered for school under another name. So it's proven this guy has fake aliases. Briefly tell folks about that.
Yeah, and first off, his name in Indonesia, in his book, he states, first of all, his parents divorced. In his book, he states, my stepfather returned to Indonesia before I did, and then I went there. We have the school record on our ObamaCrimes.com site, which says, my name is Barry Sotero. Indonesia is my nationality and Islam is my religion. If he hasn't legally changed his name since then, every time he signed his name in the 50 states to run for office, it was fraud. So he has a lot of explaining to do. I mean, I'd like to see that document where he legally changed his name. Barry Sotero, I think, is his legal name today.
Look, where there's smoke, there's fire. Something's going on. He's in Indonesia. He's in Africa. He's in Hawaii. He's got different names. He's got families all over the place. Phil Berg, attorney, we'll talk to you tomorrow. My producer's going to set you up right now. Everybody else, thank you, sir. Everybody else will be right back with the flu, the martial law, all the crazy things, Obama's approval rating plunging. After the news, coming up, your phone calls. Stay with us. This is Hardcore Info.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.